Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
She has never liked her best friend's husband. Never, never, never. And she thinks he's kind of skeezy. So she wanted us to test him with the War of the Roses, which we did. And we got results for her here in just 1 second to see if he's cheating or not. But Tommy yesterday reminded me of something I've wanted to talk about for a couple of weeks now. And this hasn't been an uptick the last month or two. This has been a slow burn now. And I think we got to address it. Before you hit the horn, can you ask yourself if it's really a situation that you need to hit your car horn on?
It happened again yesterday.
I just feel like there's been this uptick. Have you guys noticed that people are just more impatient in traffic now? And the honking over, like, you just not going from red to green immediately gets a honk now.
I do a three count. If I'm sitting at a red light behind somebody and it turns green, yeah. I go one, two, three. And if they haven't started moving, that's when I do a little doot, doot,
little beep.
You know what that is? That is the reaction of a sane person.
Tell my husband that.
The overhitting of the horn, though, seems to me like it's almost like New York City around here now, man.
Yeah. And you know what? We know you got a truck and we know it has a horn. People, you don't have to use it at every single light.
People are driving crazy. Like every day on the way to work, I mean, this is before 6 a.m., they're driving 35. On the highway for no reason. They're blocking lanes. They're driving in the middle of two lanes. People are just so checked out. They're on their phones. I literally drive by and I can see their faces aglow, and it's not with the Christmas spirit. It's with their dang iPhone.
We pulled up next to somebody. My husband was driving and I look over to the right and the guy is in his car and his phone is on his dash. And he's watching a movie.
What?
He is watching a movie on his phone. Yes, Kaylee.
Kaylee does
this. That's what I do every day.
Whoa. I mean, the risk, bro.
Hey, I'm a professional.
Oh, get out of here.
It's in my line of sight. That is the only time I get to watch what I want to watch.
You are kidding me.
You're a professional until you're dead.
I can tell you, I've watched Yellowstone, Landman. I've watched them all my car.
What is wrong with you, bro?
Dude, just tripling down on it.
When you say watch, are you like just driving, listening, or are you actually looking at the screen?
Well, see, I have one eye on the road, and because my phone is sitting right there in my, like, windshield, I can watch both.
You know what they're starting to test now are, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's a screen that's on your windshield that you can see through. So you can watch the movie in front of you.
Nah, that can't be.
They're starting to work on that. They already have it. They already have like a speedometer, and your dashboard now goes on your windshield, and you can see through it, the road through it, and the cars through it.
How did that pass regulations?
That can't be safe.
It's not legal. It's not legal in a lot of states to be watching stuff on a screen. However, I just bought this. It's called CarLink or something like that, where I have a Fire Stick in my car, and I can watch stuff on my screen.
Yeah, I've seen this advertised on like TikTok and stuff.
I try not to do it when I'm driving, but like I have an electric car, so if I'm charging and I'm just sitting there killing time, hey, I get to watch
it. Yeah, killing time. You watch it while you're driving like Kaylee, you're going to be killing people.
I just said when I'm charging.
Now I know why people are honking at you. Hey, Lauren, okay, you ready for this?
I think so.
All right, so Lauren called us, and she said, look, she just does not like, and she gets this bad feeling about the husband of her best friend, and then she even saw some things that were going online or heard about some things that were going online that makes her think this guy is messing around, and she wanted us to test him with the War of the Roses.
All right, so we sent a fake promotional email to the email address Lauren provided for her best friend's husband, and he was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures, because we know boys like pictures when they have to choose things. The first one is one and only bouquet, a carefully selected blend of roses, daisies, and lilies. It makes for a truly unique and special gift. Two, your precious blushing shades of pink blooms are nestled in lush greens to charm anyone's day. This bouquet is abundant with a classic assortment of pretty florals, roses, alstroemeria, and carnations, to name a few. The third is wickedly mine, a festive bouquet that embodies the pinks and greens of wicked. Send this to the most popular person in your life to let them know you're in their life, quote unquote, for good. And the fourth is wintry whites. This ethereal arrangement features a harmonious blend of delicate white blooms, capturing the essence of pristine snow-covered landscapes. The first promotional email was sent at 10:05 a.m. And then we didn't hear from him, so we sent a second one at 11:34 a.m. And then he was like, ooh, love a steal. So then he ordered the flowers at 12:07 p.m. And then he set the delivery for today to a home address. And this home is the home of his wife.
How about that?
All right.
So he is sending the flowers to Lauren's best friend. And he chose the one and only bouquet, a carefully selected blend of blah, 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 blah. I'm not cheating on you, roses.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I know that's disappointing for you.
Ruined your Christmas.
No, I think Christmas might be saved, I guess. I just can't shake the feeling. I just have this horrible feeling.
Yeah, you're going to have to look in different areas, though, because at least right here, he seems to be pretty loyal and pretty in love. So, but if you keep digging, you'll find something. Go get him, girl.
Don't you give up.
Yeah, don't you dare give up now.
You know what? Yeah, actually, this guy is a snake, and I'm not going to stop until I
do. That's the spirit. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I got a friend that thinks his, I guess we could call her a girlfriend, is totally overreacting to the depth of her ick of this situation. Okay, you ready for this? For those that don't know what ick is, Abby?
An ick is kind of like getting cringe from your partner. So like, and it's got to be something innocuous. Like maybe they wear Birkenstocks and all of a sudden you can't see them in a romantic light anymore because you're like, you shouldn't be, why are you as a grown man wearing Birkenstocks?
Mm-hmm.
It's always like superficial, petty things that kind of make you go,
Okay, this one might be a little more serious than that. But he's got a good alibi. So he's dating a girl for about 3 months now, I guess. I guess they're calling themselves girlfriend, boyfriend, but they're in that phase. And he wanted some help putting up his Christmas decorations over the course of the last couple of weeks. And she's like, I got nothing going on. You want some help? I'll do it, right? So he lives in a house that still has an attic. This is on the West Coast. So he goes up, gets some of the decorations and comes on down. Then she goes on up and gets a storage box of stuff also and starts to bring it down also. But while she's up there, she stumbles upon two or three storage bins of Playboys from decades. I mean, it's like a collection of Playboys over the course of the last 30 something years, right? So she sees it. And she's pretty icked out by it, right? Because it is storage bin after storage bin after storage bin. I don't know how many we're talking about here, but it's got to be in the hundreds.
It has to be.
Has to be in the hundreds.
There he is,
right?
Say.
Yeah. So she comes up. She's already feeling a little weird about it, right? If that's you guys.
She feeling a little sticky?
Yeah. She's feeling a little bit like those pages, right? If you guys, if that's you, you're feeling a way about it, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am going to feel a way about that. It's one thing to have bought a Playboy or to have looked at a Playboy, but to have not one, not two, but three bins full of Playboys, we got to have a conversation.
Cass, you too? Same way?
Yeah, I'm back and forth because I understand, like, I have trouble throwing out magazines. There's something, like, I used to have, I don't know, like 5 years worth of Vanity Fairs because they were just so pretty. But I don't feel like that's the same as a Playboy. And so, yeah, you bought storage bins for them. That's weird.
I get that in a weird way. It's a collector's item. But like, to me, it would have the same effect as going into the attic, opening up a big bin and seeing 100 porn DVDs. Like, that's how I would see it. So for me, it just kind of, it just made me feel some type of way about it. Yeah.
There's one loophole, though.
Okay.
It depends how old they are. Mm-hmm. If they're super recent, that's more of an ick. But if they're older and you're selling them on eBay for more money, I have zero issues with that.
Oh, yeah. Then you're an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Okay, so you're half right. They weren't, I as I understand it, some of them were from recent, but these things went back 30, 40 years. I mean, Playboy's been around for how long? Since the 60s?
Yeah. Mm.
So they've gone back that long. Not his collection, he tried to explain to her. Collection that has been passed down from grandpappy to uncle to dad, and he is the one that has been holding them.
That's
for
so
his whole family.
So he's not the one who collected them?
He's not the one that's gone. He's not the one going online and he's looking for 1974 Playboys. Why would you want that, by the way?
Those are some furry ones.
Yeah, they were.
There's some hairy
things.
Yeah. Right. So he's just the vessel that is holding it for whatever reason. I don't know if he's supposed to pass them down when he has kids or not, but he's
Could
not going through
them. Could you imagine that being your inheritance? Like
that's
you get that
a
in
wild,
the will.
Fairly amble. I'm not passing that down to my son.
All right, I might highly regret this, but for some reason, Kaylee raised his hand and he wants to get in on the Playboy conversation.
Oh, Lord.
So I do not have Playboys. When I was younger, I had much dirtier things, but...
Like We magazine? Wasn't that the really naughty one?
Juicy Booties.
I don't know about that one.
I remember
anyway.
That one.
Juicy Booties.
It's happening.
Anyway, I know people that have collections like these and not... that they've spent all this money on them because, like you said, some of them go back 20, 30 years, but some of them feature like prominent actresses like in their prime. And they have these collections that are, I mean, people will spend some money on them if they're in good condition.
You guys know 30 years ago was just 1995. Like, that's not even going back.
Well, fine, 40, 50 when Bush was in.
Well, that was the 70s.
Definitely the 70s.
I think we referred to that. No, these go all the way back, man. We're talking about 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay.
It's like the radio station down the street. They're playing all the hits. So she's so wicked out by it that she's like, this just feels like so gross, even that you have them in your house. She's not breaking up with the dude, but has made it a stink.
I mean, if she brought it up to his attention, like, hey, came across your plethora of Playboys, and he said, listen, my dad, my grandpappy, my uncle, and I'm just holding him, I'd be like, okay, but how far does that nut fall from the tree?
Not far.
Of all the analogies.
My God.
That's what I want to know, man.
So I just did a quick Google search on it. The value of the first edition Playboy magazine, it can vary, but a used copy in very good condition could be worth about $6,000. That's for like the very first.
I don't care how good the condition is. I do not want to use Playboy.
Six G's?
Six G's, though, man. But you have to have the original for that. So I understand her ick, but it's not a breakupable offense.
Right. No, because at this point, it's been passed down. It's almost like a family joke. I get it.
Yeah.
He probably feels like he has to hold on to it.
Right.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby, Cassie found a TikTok the other day that had us thinking, oh my God, the things that Abby has to go through on a day-to-day if she's dating guys this age.
So it's a group of young guys, I would say early 20s maybe, and it's the famous bachelors on TikTok. And I love this group of dudes, okay, because they are basically reading the riot act to their other friend who's like, dude, this girl's not hitting me back after my date. And they find out that he did not walk her to her car after the date. And in the best display, they're calling it positive masculinity. In the comments, he's got the right friend group because this is what they're telling him.
You didn't walk into her car.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a big deal. Walking in the car, that's not a big deal, right?
That's what went wrong. That's why she didn't text you back.
No. That's an integral step, dude. You have to, especially at night.
He ended the date.
And he didn't walk into the car.
Yeah. But it's like free bounty points. It takes like 10 seconds, and it's like
10
easy
seconds.
To do.
Yeah.
Why didn't you walk her to the car?
But he's saying he's not interested.
My car was completely in the other direction.
It doesn't matter if your car's on the other side of the Sahara Desert. You walk her to the car.
But I didn't.
Why not?
Because it was cold outside, and it was dark. Why would I want to walk her?
Why are you doing it?
Did your dad not
teach you this?
So she walked in the dark in the cold alone to her car.
This is such a great peek.
That's funny.
In a 20-year-old something dude's talk right here.
I love how they're like, it was cold and it was dark and there were strange men going around. Of course, I had to go back to my car and not walk into her car. So here's where it's sitting with me, because for the average first date, it doesn't bother me if he doesn't walk me to my car. Usually I'm relieved because my car is really messy. So I'm like, I don't need him seeing that on the date one. But I will say I did have an experience that made me go, oh yeah, my future husband would never do that. Like, girls will say that all the time. When they get the ick from a guy, they go, my future husband wouldn't do that. So then they'll just like completely move on from it. So I remember when I came here for my interview 2 years ago and I did that Hinge date before I was supposed to come in for my interview, just classic me things. And I'd been drinking all day on these interviews and I had that date later that night and I got way too drunk because I'd literally been drinking since like 1 p.m. and didn't realize how much I'd had to drink. And I had shattered the wine glass and of course he probably got the ick from me, understandable. Right. Mm-hmm. But I was so drunk and I remember I got back to my hotel and when I woke up the next morning, I remember thinking, he didn't walk. I was visibly like not okay. And he just walked off in the middle of Buckhead. And I thought, I never want to hear from that guy again, because I don't care if you had no interest in me or not. There was a visibly inebriated girl who had been overserved and you just let her go off into the dark without making sure she got home okay? That was a red flag for me.
Oh, that's a huge red flag, because I know where you had drinks and yes. Your hotel was right across the street. He literally, all he had to do was just walk out of the bar, walk across the street to get you to the front door of the hotel.
Let me just stick up for this dude just a little bit. I'm just going to throw this as an option. I'm going to throw this as an option. Although I don't think it applies to this guy because he just sounds clueless. But based on what you guys have told us on this show for 20 years is that women always have to have their head on a swivel, right? Mm-hmm. You never feel completely safe. So is there some kind of relief that he doesn't want to walk you to your car? He says it's a dark place. It's a cross. Like, maybe she was just like, it would creep me out if he actually walked me to my car. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets to my car.
She can just say, I'm good. Thank you. Like, if he's like, I'll walk you to your car, I've done that. I've been like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
So just the offer is as good as the actual walk itself.
Yeah. And, you know, there's personal responsibility. I'm sure that girl has herself protected. Like, Abby, you know, you can say no to being overserved. But also, people make missteps and stuff happens and you get drunk faster than you think you're gonna. And it's all about respect. Whether or not you want a second date, it's about being like, hello, fellow human. I see that you're struggling. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. It's going to take me 10 seconds.
This has everything to do with effort also. Did you hear his thing? It was like, why would I do that? It was cold outside and it was a long distance. Uh-huh. Why would I possibly do that? Which is such a great example of how little effort he wanted to put in.
It reminds me of that scene in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn where they're arguing about whether or not they should go to the ballet for a date. And he's like, I don't want to go to the ballet. Why should I pretend to like going to the ballet? And she's just like, I want you to put in the effort to show me that you care enough about me to go to the ballet. So really what he's communicating, this guy who didn't get a second date, is just communicating that you didn't care enough about me to make sure that I got home to my car safe. If it was really that scary and dark.
It's all effort, for sure. If a guy likes you, he's going to walk you to your car every time. If he doesn't, I think you should take that as a sign. Even if the car, because I've been in a situation where the cars were like really far apart and I thought about that, but I walked there and then she drove me to my car. So it's like you just put in the effort and then they'll put in the effort and that's how it should go.
So sorry for what you have to deal with on a day to day.
It's miserable and I hate it here.
Because all those guys look right about the same age. Just the guys you're dating,
it's
man.
The worst.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Look, nobody likes to feel bamboozled. Nobody likes to feel like they have been played the fool. But based on what Jackson told us he's going to talk about today, I might have been a sucker.
Okay. This actually started as a concept years ago. You guys remember Amazon had talked about rolling out these stores as part of their Amazon Fresh, which is their grocery store. Essentially, you would walk in, scan a little QR code. You would shop like you would normally shop at your grocery store, put stuff in your basket, whatever. And all you'd have to do is walk out. And there was a series of cameras and detectors and AI blah, blah, blah that would detect what you got so that you'd be charged appropriately.
Do you guys remember it was a couple of months ago I came in here after attending a Braves game, and at Truist, they had, I think it was the Crown Royale bar there. It's the same type situation, exactly as he explained it. And I was so excited by the technology. I couldn't figure out how it worked, that's for sure. But you scan your credit card, and then you go and you get your alcohol that you're going to drink at the game, and you don't check out. It just knows, because it has all of these cameras around. It just knows what you took. I was fascinated by it. You remember me coming in here telling you how excited I was about it?
Yeah, it just didn't make sense to me. Because, I mean, if you're buying drinks for somebody, how do they know who you're buying drinks for and if they're going to charge it all to you? I didn't get it.
Well, as far as the Crown Royal bar goes, you had to show your ID. So if you took two drinks out of there, that person had to be with you or whatever. But still, the fact that you didn't have to check out and it knew what I took out of the fridge and had in my hand, then attending the game, I'm like, how does it even know that? And it was a bunch of listeners that said it was cameras all over the place, and that's how they're figuring it out.
Exactly. And I've used one of those at Mercedes-Benz. Same thing with drinks. It's just a bunch of, like, fridges that you go to. You scan your credit card. You go in. You pick what you want. You leave. And it charges you appropriately, right? So this whole concept I was really intrigued by for Amazon, because I was like, this is such a good idea. You don't have to do – I'm always a big self-checkout guy in the first place. So, you know, less human interaction is possible. Turns out that while you thought that when you went inside these stores, which they rolled out tons of these, this concept, while you thought that you were, you know, in the midst of amazing technology, it was actually 1,000 people in India live watching you as you were shopping, and that's how they figured out what you were buying.
Is this true? Is this fact?
So here's the thing. This is true. This is true. So Amazon had all of these insane cameras and this very, very expensive system that they installed, but they needed to have some level of human review just in case there were outliers and things that could have gone wrong as people are shopping. So they have this team of 1,000 people in India that were watching, and the goal was for roughly 50 out of every 1,000 purchases to potentially need some sort of human verification, human review to guarantee, to ensure that what you bought was correct.
Okay, that seems responsible to me.
Right? Turns out over 700 out of every 1,000 purchases was required for full-blown human review. So really, you were just being watched the entire time.
Now, is it they're still building on the technology to get to the 1,000 and it just didn't work properly?
No, they've totally scrapped this idea. So the new concept now is they have these like smart shopping carts, basically, where you have a cart and every time you grab an item and you put it into your cart, it automatically scans it. And if you don't want it anymore, when you take it out, it'll take it off of your tab.
Okay.
So that's
it's a little bit about like that alcohol refrigerator that you have in a hotel room. Like once you take that thing off, it immediately charges you, except with those fridges, you can't put it back.
There's no putting it back. You've got to pull like an Indiana Jones style like heist and like swap something out in order for you to potentially get it.
Why does it feel like cameras watching me and sensors, all that's fine, but real people watching me in another country without me knowing, like absolutely any country, doesn't matter. I feel violated.
Agreed. Such a disappointment.
I know. And so, I know. Turns out that it maybe actually was AI.
All right, Kristen, it's time for another round of Cameo Higher Lower.
Yes, and we're going to get stupid with Kristen.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
We have not played this in quite some time, so I figured some new celebrities were added to the website Cameo. And I also thought, what a lovely holiday gift. If you can't think of something to get somebody and you go on there and you find their favorite celebrity, you can get them a Cameo for Christmas. So we're going to do a little Cameo Higher or Lower. I'm going to give you two celebrities and you're going to tell me which one cost more. Mo, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
There's a lot of impersonators on Cameo these days.
Hold on 1 second. Are you still on Cameo?
I am.
What are you charging?
I forget. I think $40.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
never been accepted.
All right.
Still, to this day.
I mean, it's not like I've gone back and begged or anything, but I think the disappointment of you getting on and me not at first was enough for me to back out.
All right, so you're two impersonators. Almost Taylor Swift versus Buddy the Elf. You had a Taylor Swift impersonator and a Buddy the Elf impersonator. Who do you think cost more?
Some tell me just because it won't make sense that the Taylor Swift impersonator costs more.
You are wrong.
That's good. That's how it should be.
Almost Taylor Swift cost $35. Buddy the Elf cost $75.
Whoa.
Oh,
now I'm raising my price.
Yeah, right.
he looks just like Buddy the Elf. Yes, he really does. All right. Abby, for those that are huge fans of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
All right. Who cost more? I think she goes by Rachel Levis, not Raquel anymore.
Uh-huh.
You got Rachel Levis versus Sheena Shea. Ariana Maddox is not on Cameo.
I feel like Sheena Shea is kind of like a cool girl to where she wouldn't want to charge a bunch of money. She'd be like, yeah, I'll do this. It's going to take me 10 seconds. Whereas I feel like Rachel is like, no, I need to get it in my bag. So I'm going to go Rachel.
You are wrong.
What?
Whoa.
Rachel Levis cost $175. Sheena Shea cost
$199. Oh.
But to be fair, Rachel Levis is doing like a holiday discount, which is why she's a little bit cheaper right now.
the math is mathing.
All right, Bert, who cost more? Santa Claus or Jesus Christ?
Oh, boy. Come on.
There's
come
a Jesus impersonator? Jesus. That's crazy.
He's priceless.
Well, it's a Jesus from YouTube.
There's YouTube Santa Jesus.
You sure it's not Jesus?
No, it is Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's definitely Jesus.
No, it is not.
It's Jesus Christ.
He's dressed as Jesus.
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right.
So you have Santa Claus, and there's actually quite a few Santa Clauses on there, but I chose the one that's the most popular and the one that's trending, because you can go to trending or whatever, but there is a Santa Claus and there is a Jesus Christ.
While sacrilegious, I do think Santa is going to get more money than Jesus.
You are wrong.
Thankfully.
Fortunately.
Thank God. What is Jesus charging?
All right, so Santa Claus is $39. Jesus is $45.
Oh, Jesus is going to hell for that. That's crazy. $45 to impersonate our Lord and Savior.
Yes, and wouldn't Jesus give that for free?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, he would.
You would think.
Yeah.
And why Santa didn't just go for $40? No. Santa stopped at $39.
All right, here you go. Mo, last one.
All right.
You got Kel Mitchell as Ed from Good Burger.
Okay. That's funny.
Or Christopher McDonald as Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, wow.
Random, man.
That is so random. I'll say Shooter McGavin is more.
That dude plays the same character in every single movie, man. Does. Just a big old D-bag that's just getting older and older and older.
It's a Christmas miracle. We got one right.
Hey!
So Kel as Ed from Good Burger is $50.
Really?
Shooter McGavin, $250.
What?
$250 for Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to go back and raise your price so you're higher than Jesus?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's not even the real
That's
one.
Bragging rights, man.
Yeah.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Cassie feels like justice needs to be served today.
I'm running low on fuel and you know what that means. I gotta grab my keys and drive down to Buc-ee's. And you already know I'm gonna need a buggy. Cause baby, I'm about to give them all my money.
So it has been months and months and months that we have ridiculed our show director, Tommy, for his love, his passion for Buc-ee's.
I would just like to point out that theme song, that's AI.
Is that right?
AI for good. I would buy that song.
I'm sure
they
should
play that on country stations. I'm going to walk next door to our sister country station and demand they play the Buc-ee theme song.
Now, for those of you that are new around here, Tommy loves Buc-ee so much that he regularly hops in his car and drives 47 miles.
It's only 47 miles.
Dude, I can't think of...
It's less than an hour.
That is a long way to go for any food.
Hey, okay. You taste that brisket and you will change your mind.
It could be the greatest steak and lobster meal I have ever had in my life. It is 47 miles away. I am going once a year.
That's a fact. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Well, Buc-ee's is more than just the brisket.
If there was one Cracker Barrel near here that was 47 miles away, I would drive to it.
Well, that speaks volumes.
If there was one Varsity.
If
there was one Varsity to the folks of Atlanta that know the Varsity.
I mean,
you're making it worse.
You're like a goat. Yeah, goats eat anything.
Okay. Look around this room, and who do you think is the food connoisseur? Who do you trust? Yeah, other than Cassie and me.
I'm not touching that. I'm not even touching that.
Nope.
But here, we are here to honor you, so I don't want to put you down, but okay. You're just making a worse case for yourself.
It's too late. Yeah, well, this one's a scrap. No, the other food connoisseur in the room would like to give Tommy some validity to his statement, because I did truck to the buck for our our little holiday Christmas party where the theme was Bucky's gifts. And so you can shop online or via FaceTime, as Abby did with her mom. But I was like, let's get the kids and go on a field trip. Which 47 miles is not a distance that I would traverse just to visit a place, but I am glad I did, because I had preconceived opinions about Bucky's. Like, I've been in a Love's Travel Stop. I've been in Travel Centers of America. They're clean. They're lovely. They're my favorite places to stop on long road trips. But I wouldn't go out of my way to drive to one, right?
I used to like a Love's. I do love Love's, the truck stops. They're nice. But Bucky's is a whole new level.
I walked in, and the first thing I looked at, because I had Abby for Secret Santa, I'm like, that's a cute bag. $250.
Whoa. At Bucky's?
At Bucky's.
I would just assume that you could buy a franchise for that much.
Their general managers, like, after I'm done with this show, I'm applying to Bucky's because they make over $225,000 a year.
That's insane. I saw one the other day at the Calhoun.
A general manager?
Yes. And I said, I know how much you make.
Well, it's hanging on a sign above the door.
I know, right?
But they pay their employees really well, and I can see why, because they sell $250 leather bags. Dang. Full cowhides. Full on cowhides that you would buy for, like, your living room if that's your thing. Cow skulls for sale. Like, the amount of stuff that they had in there, I was shocked. It's everything from kitschy stuff you would find off, like, Temu or Shein to really high-quality items. And I was blown away. And so I'm shopping around, and then, of course, I look at all the Bucky stuff, like the onesies and the socks and the sweatshirts. And I'm like, I kind of am starting to get it. I saw a cashier who wasn't checking anyone out cleaning his cashier spot. Unasked, just keeping it clean. It's pristine. The bathroom's flawless. And then my husband's like, I haven't eaten lunch yet. It's 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get one of these sandwiches. And I said, okay, well, I don't eat gas station food like that.
It ain't gas station food.
I don't. Because I'm like, anything heated in a gas station, I'm like, I don't trust it. I don't know how long it's been there. I'll eat regular food from a gas station, but not like cooked stuff. And then I'm like, but it is 5. And we got a 47-mile drive home in rush hour. So I was like, all right, I'm going to grab me one of these briskets. And I inhaled that thing in under a minute.
It was so good.
It was really, really good. Now, would I say it's the best brisket I've ever tasted that's ever touched these lips? No. But it is so good for gas station food. I wouldn't call it gas station food. I would be happy if I got that in, like, a restaurant.
This sounds like it could be a cleverly designed endorsement of Bucky's, which it is not. But the amount of time we have spent talking about them, they should give us a franchise.
Absolutely. When you hear,
I don't even know that I'd want it, but they should offer it.
So they have the brisket station set up right in the central location, right in the middle of Bucky's. And there are people over there just working nonstop, 24 hours around the clock. And when you
They're open 24 hours?
Yeah. And when you hear all of them yell together, fresh hot brisket on board, that is like a mating call for me.
The Burt Show.
Hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
I'm sorry we cut you off there, Tommy. Would you like to continue your pronunciation of love for the brisket?
I just said when I hear that, I don't walk over. I think I just float over and my nose follows the aroma. Like in a cartoon.
Dear God. Okay. So Google just released their top trending searches of 2024. And we left off with the last eBuzz talking about the songs that people are doing that hum to search feature for, where they're like, oh, I don't know. Heard that song on TikTok, but I don't think it's a Taylor Swift song. I don't think it's a Beyonce song. I don't think Morgan Wallen sings that song. So I'm going to do a little hum thing and see what comes out and figure out what this song is that I've been obsessed with. And the top couple of spots, we had Hozier singing Too Sweet. We had Past Lives, Wellerman, that sea shanty song. Axel F from Crazy Frog was in number 2. And finally, at the top spot, the song that people were humming the most to the Google to figure out what this dang song was, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
great song.
Absolute banger. Yeah. He's such a good new artist. I feel like he's really catching on. And I think in the next year or two, I feel like he's going to be kind of like at that Chapel Roan level where people are kind of like losing their minds. Because he reminds me so much of Harry Styles with his like sparkly jumpsuits and his ability to perform and his pipes. That because I haven't heard from my boy Harry in a while, I feel like we might have a new curly headed brunette dude to sing songs for us.
We need rock stars like this.
We do.
Yeah, we need this. Our generation needs these kind of rock stars.
We need them. Where have they been? It's been elusive for us. Okay, we need to talk about Nick Cannon's baby mama, Brie Tiasi, because she went on not on a new podcast. She went on a podcast called The Wednesday Podcast, where she talked about her relationship with Nick Cannon. And she said something that is striking people as very odd, because she says, while they are together, they're not co-parents.
I'd like to be very clear. Okay. We don't co-parent. We are very much together. And that's why people are confused.
Wait, okay. Can you explain, Brie, to the listeners, if they don't know? I want to know your situation.
Me and my partner have been on and off for years. And basically, he has other partners. And we're just open and happy. And that's our thing. So,
what would you call that? Is that...
People call it all kinds of... I call it just, I do what I want to do.
It's just your situation.
I'm not a jealous person. I don't care about, I don't want a conventional relationship. I don't want a full live-in, person I'm responsible for. I'm responsible for my child.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is probably, which is so crazy, is the healthiest relationship I've ever had.
It's amazing.
We never fight. We never have any toxicity. We don't argue, nothing. And, he's the best dad and he's so present. I've never asked this man to do something and he doesn't do it. It's
wow.
Ever.
So as you can imagine, the comments look exactly like you would expect them to look. And there's a user on Instagram who commented on the Shade Room's post of this. It's at Roca Falls. And she said, she divorced her ex-husband for cheating, but now she doesn't want a conventional relationship and, quote, doesn't get jealous. I think she's lying to herself to save herself from the disappointment and heartbreak of not having someone only committed to her. And I was like, ooh, that hit deep. Okay, therapist.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
maybe that's the case, or maybe she's changed and she's evolved and this is what works for her, or maybe she is lying to herself.
I feel like people always think they know what someone's thinking and what's going on in their life, and you don't know. Maybe she learned from something from that relationship and that heartbreak got her to where this is cool for her, but I do think it's funny that she said this is the best relationship she's ever been in because they never fight, with the fact that Nick Cannon is probably never there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't fight with somebody that's not in the house.
Exactly.
You know what? At the end of the day, your relationship only needs to make sense to you and him, or you and her, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, it is the internet, so of course we have to comment on other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And if this is what's making her happy and their kid is, getting all the treatment that they deserve and is being raised in the proper way, then, there's really no, there shouldn't be any hoopla about it. But I do think people thought, in a world in 2024 where people seem to be so obsessed with labels, how they're just willing to they're we're not co-parenting, throw away that label. If you're raising your kid together, isn't that co-parenting?
No.
You know what I mean?
Because when you say people are co-parenting, that means they're separated or they're divorced. So they're not together. She's letting everybody know, no, Nick and I aren't co-parenting. We are parenting together because we are together.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah. I was too stupid to pick up on that. But hey, I wasn't the only one, because everybody else in the comments of the Shade Room said the same thing. All right, we know why someone threw the glass at Jamie Foxx at his birthday party over the weekend. Kind of. And it has everything to do with a laser pointer. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.